الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار ذلك الفوز الكبير وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم من سلك طريقا يلتمس فيه علما سهل الله له طريقا إلى الجنة أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته الله سبحانه وتعالى through His infinite mercy and grace has afforded us this opportunity to participate in this very, very auspicious program, which is associated to Ilm-e Nubuwwah. It is always very difficult for a humble student like myself to speak in the midst of a large gathering of ulama, especially the senior ulama. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the task easy for me. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make me say those things which are beneficial for me and for the whole gathering at large. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Indeed, those people who accept iman. وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. And carry out a'mal-e saliha. Those who accept iman and those who do good. Lahum jannat. For them are gardens. Gardens of paradise. Tajri min tahtiha al-anhar. Under which rivers will flow. Dhalikal fawzul kabir. That is the big success. So the first thing we as Muslims need to embed in our hearts and minds is that this is the biggest success. This is the ultimate success. And it is for this success we strive. We construct masajid, we construct makatib. We acquire ilm, we teach ilm, we engage in da'wah activities, tabligh activities, We visit mashayikh for tazkiyah and islah purposes. We spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, help the poor, the needy, the destitute, the widows, the orphans. We spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and assist in constructing masajid, constructing madaris, constructing makatib, constructing Muslim schools. Whatever we do as Muslims, my friends, our ultimate goal is al-fawzul kabir, the big success. And this big success can only be acquired by two things: Iman and Amal-e-Saleh. It is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that inna alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat lahum jannat. Only two things: Iman and Amal-e-Saleh. What is Amal-e-Saleh? Amal-e-Saleh is to carry out the do's of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to abstain from the don'ts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Iman, alhamdulillah, we will have only through the infinite grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have been granted this great ni'mat of Iman by our Creator without any effort on our part. So Iman we have. Now there is only one thing that is required, and that is Amal-e-Saleh. And if we are able to secure Amal-e-Saleh, then nothing can prevent us from being granted entry into Jannah. So those people who accept Iman, and those people with Iman who carry out good deeds, who carry out good deeds with Iman, Jannat is there, the big success is theirs. فَمِنْ زُحْزِهَا عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ فَقَدْ فَاز. That person who is saved from the fire of Jahannam and who is granted entry into Jannah, indeed he has become successful. So this is the ultimate goal. And for this ultimate goal, we need to do two things: Iman and Amal-e-Saleh. Iman, alhamdulillah, we have. Now we need to secure Amal-e-Saleh. And what is Amal-e-Saleh? To carry out the do's of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to abstain from the don'ts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is not possible to carry out the do's of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and abstain from the don'ts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without ilm. So Iman and Amal-e-Saleh is the key to Jannah. Iman and Amal-e-Saleh is the key to the big success, and the key to Iman and Amal-e-Saleh is ilm. And this building that we are opening today, this building where we are sitting with these luminaries, they are the luminaries of our time, alhamdulillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lengthen their shadows upon the ummah. So many luminaries have passed. Great people have gone. The heart grieves. Because when luminaries leave, we become orphans as far as deen is concerned. Ask those ulama, ask those mashayikh how they feel when a luminary leaves this world. So when luminaries leave, then we need to value those people who remain behind. For us, these are the luminaries now. Because so many luminaries have left. Ilm. Ilm is the key. And this is the center of ilm. Center of education, center of ilm. Without ilm, carrying the do's of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and abstaining from the don'ts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is impossible. Because when a person doesn't know the do's and when he doesn't know the don'ts, how will he carry out the do's and how will he abstain from the don'ts? So in our makatib, in our madaris, ilm is imparted. And ilm is the key. Ilm is the key to iman. Without ilm, a person cannot accept iman. A non-Muslim who is unaware of iman and the details of iman, he will not be able to accept iman. So ilm comes first and then amal. Imam Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala, in his Sahih al-Bukhari, says, Babun al-ilm qabla al-qawl wal-amal. Ilm comes first and then qawl and amal. So ilm comes first, thereafter iman. Ilm comes first, thereafter amal. So it is not possible to carry out the do's and abstain from the don'ts without ilm. It is for this reason we hear again and again that ilm is the path. It is through this path a person reaches Jannah and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these centers are very, very important and very, very precious. They are lifelines. They are the forts for the preservation of deen. Today we see the likes of Maulana Yusuf Darwan Sahib, who I presume studied in this maktab long, long time ago. Probably Maulana Sayyid Sahib also studied here. These well-known ulama who are striving day and night for deen. And then we see like the barrister sitting on my left-hand side, Ilyas Bhai, who probably studied in this maktab also. So we see great ulama like Maulana Yusuf Darwan Sahib, Maulana Sayyid Sahib, Maulana Abdul Rahim Sahib, as a result of the efforts that was exerted upon them during the days of maktab. And we see graduates like Ilyas Bhai and many others who went to school, college, university, and their deen was safeguarded. They became successful in preserving their deen, their Islamic identity, their iman, as a result of the effort that was exerted during maktab time. Without the efforts of the maktab, my friends, even darulums cannot come into existence. Because the supply to darulum is provided by these makatib. I have traveled in many countries throughout the world, and I have seen darulums where they cannot reach Dauratul Hadith. Where the students come, become hafiz, leave, become hafiz, leave. A handful of students, big darulum, big building. How many students? 20 students, 15 students, 5 students. Why? Because there is no system of makatib in their country. And because there is no supply line, their madaris are empty. And in the UK, Darulum Bury, Darulum Dewsbury, Darulum Bradford, Darulum Blackburn, wherever you go, there is a waiting list. Why? Because there is a big supply line in the UK. Makatib. I have seen that where there are no chains of makatib, the da'wah and tabligh work cannot get the root and the strength that it desires. Why? Because when you go to someone's house, when you speak to him, he will only be able to appreciate what you are saying to him if he has understood what deen is during the maktab life. So this is not a small project that the Muslim community in Dewsbury, in Zakaria Masjid, has achieved. It's a very, very big success. Very big success. We cannot understand the achievement, the level of achievement and the level of success, because we are not associated with the deen as we should be associated. It is in these makatib that the deen is safeguarded, the iman are safeguarded, the akhlaq are safeguarded. And we must do everything, everything to keep these makatib and the madaris thriving. For as long as they will thrive, dawah and tabligh will thrive. darulums will thrive, khankas will thrive, deen will thrive, akhlaq will thrive. I urge the parents also that give importance to the makatib. Your responsibility is not only to send your children at 5 o'clock to the madrasa and pick them up at 7:30. Understand the importance of makatib. Understand the importance of the education that is being imparted in the makatib. Sit down with your children at home. Go through their homework. Go through their lessons. It will refresh your ilm also. It will give you the ability to repent and start practicing. And encourage your children to acquire ilm. Without ilm, a person cannot enter Jannah. Because without ilm, a person cannot accept Iman. And without ilm, a person cannot carry out Amal-e-Saliha. Do's and the don'ts. Do's and the don'ts are taught in these makatib. It is for this reason our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, Man salaka tariqan yaltamisu fihi ilman, sahhalallahu lahu tariqan ilal jannah. The person who treads the path in search for ilm, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make Jannah easy for him. Why? Because as a result of treading this path of ilm, he will acquire the knowledge of the do's and the don'ts. And as a result of the knowledge of do's and don'ts, he will practice, he will carry out the do's, abstain from the don'ts. And Allah will grant him entry into Jannah. So, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ Iman and Amal-e Saleh guarantees Jannah. And Amal-e Saleh is to carry out the do's, abstain from the don'ts. And the first thing a person needs to do in order to carry out the do's and abstain from the don'ts is ilm. And ilm is acquired through ta'lim, and ta'lim takes place in the madaris and the makatib. But only ilm is not sufficient. Only ilm is not sufficient. Ghalib, the great poet, he said, Janta hu sawabe ta'atu zuhd. He says that I have the knowledge of everything. I have the knowledge. I know the benefits and the reward and the retribution of abstinence, zuhd. I know the retribution and the reward for obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Janta hu sawabe taat zuhd sab, par tabiyat udhar nahi jati. Despite knowing, my heart does not incline towards amal. So ilm is required for Amal-e-Saleh, but ilm is not Amal-e-Saleh. So Jannah is not guaranteed upon Iman and ilm only. Jannah is guaranteed upon Iman and Amal-e-Saleh. And ilm is the key to Amal-e-Saleh, but ilm is not Amal-e-Saleh. All the children who pass through our makatib, they are fully aware of the 5 times salat being compulsory. They are aware of the warnings for discarding 5 times salat. They are aware of the rewards of performing 5 times salat. They are aware of the warnings for being disobedient to parents. They are aware of the virtues and the barakat for obedience to parents. Despite that, they do not practice. So ilm is there, but they do not practice. So ilm is not the only thing that brings a person to Amal-e-Saleh. Ilm is the key. Without ilm, a person cannot come on Amal-e-Saleh. But with ilm, tarbiyah is required. With ilm, tarbiyah is required. Ta'aleem will show the path to Jannah and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as a result of tarbiyah, a person will acquire the energy to walk that path up to Jannah. So what we need is good ta'aleem and good tarbiyah. The asatiza in the makatib, as their colleague, whenever we discuss makatib amongst ourselves, the asatiza and the ulama are very much concerned about the situation of the ummah. So when we sit together in our informal gatherings and the topic of makatib comes up, we discuss talim and tarbiyah. But my friends, how much can a ustad do in 2 hours with 30 children? 30 children, 2 hours. When there is no effort from the parents. No effort whatsoever from the parents. I'm talking about talim only, not tarbiyah. Talim. No effort from the parents. Everything happens between 5 and 7. Between 5 and half 7. The ustad has to teach the lesson, make the children memorize the lesson, and the ustad has to impart the lesson for the following day. So please, as parents, understand your responsibility. The teacher's responsibility is to impart the lesson, and the parents' responsibility is to make sure that the children prepare the lesson. But we have given both responsibilities to the parents. The preparation of lessons and also the imparting of lessons. So it is difficult to teach 30 children in 2 hours. Only teaching is difficult. But he is also teaching the children. Teaching the children, making them memorize the lesson, making them understand the lesson. So when will he do the tarbiyah of the children? So let us play our role. The teachers are playing their role, the principal is playing his role, the committee is playing its role. Let us play our role. Let us take out 1 hour, 1.5 hours, 2 hours daily, during the weekends also, and sit down with children. And every parent should exactly know what my child is doing in the madrasa. Let us take active role. And if we will take active role, the quality of education of the madrasa will increase. Because whenever we will see that the ustad is not exerting the effort that he should be, we will take a complaint to the madrasa. And let me mention one very important point. The responsibility of talim and tarbiyah is not the responsibility of the asatiza, it is the responsibility of the parents. If a parent hands over its child to a particular teacher, and if the teacher is negligent in giving him the talim that he is supposed to give, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question the teacher for being negligent. But the parent will not be able to say on the day of Qiyamah that, oh Allah, it was his responsibility, not mine. It's like a person taking his sick child to a particular hospital or a doctor. He uses the expertise of the doctor and the hospital, but he oversees whether the doctor is doing his job or not, and whether the hospital is doing its job or not. Why? Because it is the responsibility of the parent to look after its child. It is not the responsibility of the doctor or the hospital. And if he is not satisfied with a particular doctor, he will change the doctor. If he is not satisfied with a particular hospital, he will change the hospital. Or he will complain. This is in relation to worldly sicknesses and illnesses. As far as the sicknesses of the hereafter are concerned, how much are we concerned about the future of our children? Let us be concerned, my friends. And let us play our role. Inshallah, the madrasa, the management is concerned. And that is why they have constructed this building. And it is so soothing. It is so soothing to know that alhamdulillah, in the pipeline, we have so many programs for both talim and tarbiyah. Because only talim is not sufficient. Our respected Maulana has outlined the future vision of this center. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make all these visions easy for all the members who are striving towards it. Especially the management, the asatiza, the ulama who are leading the projects. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a center of talim, tarbiyah, da'wah, tabligh, guidance. So talim and tarbiyah. In the olden days, sometimes a parent would choose one ustad for the talim of the child and another ustad for the tarbiyah of the child. So this ustad would be responsible only for talim, and this ustad will be responsible for the tarbiyah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also mentioned two words in the hadith. We find one word, talim. Khayrukum man ta'allama al-Qur'an wa 'allamahu. This is talim. And the other is tarbiyah. Ta'dib. La yu'addib ar-rajulu waladahu khayrun lahu min an yatasaddaqa bisa'in. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if a parent, la yu'addib ar-rajulu waladahu, if a person teaches its child only one adab, or a few adab, one adab, khayrul lahu, it is better for that person than spending approximately 3 kilos of grains in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioning this, the sahaba rizwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majmain were not affluent. So 3 kilos of grain was too much for them. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in another hadith, مَا نَحَلَ وَالِدٌ وَلَدًا مِن نَحْلٍ أَفْضَلَ مِن أَدَبٍ حَسَنٍ. That a parent cannot give its child a better gift than a good adab, good nurturing, good tarbiyah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in another hadith, مَا وَلِدَ لَهُ وَلَدٌ فَلْيُحْسِنْ إِسْمَهُ وَأَدَبَهُ. That person whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants children or child, then it is the responsibility of the parents to give good name to the child, and number two, good adab to the child. Adab means tarbiyah. And this is lacking very much. This is lacking very much. The asatidah are very busy. And some like me may be negligent also. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. If asatidah like me are sitting in this gathering who are negligent in regard to the talim and the tarbiyah of children, let us repent sincerely. Because although it is the responsibility of the parents, we are responsible for the. We will be questioned on the day of Qiyamah. Talim and tarbiyah. Parents, asatiza, and tarbiyah will come not through fear, it will come through love. For tarbiyah, love. Tarbiyah does not come through fear. Tarbiyah will come through love. Give them love. There was a student who was enrolled in our madrasa. And now, alhamdulillah, He has graduated, he has become a mufti, and he is teaching higher kitabs at the madrasa. He is also part of the team in Darul Ifta. But when he was enrolled, he had no intention of becoming an alim. No intention whatsoever. And every now and then he would go to the senior teachers, especially Maulana Ayaz Sahib, and he would say, that do something for me, I don't want to be here. I don't want to be here. So Maulana Ayaz Sahib would say to him that if you don't want to be here, talk to your parents, not me. Maulana Ayaz Sahib continually briefed me. So I said, you are doing the right thing. Because if he wanted to leave, he would have gone long time ago. Why does he keep coming to you? Came the half yearly examination, and alhamdulillah, he worked very hard and he came first. But despite coming first, he, after exam also, he continually said to Maulana Ayaz Sahib, I want to leave, I don't want to be, do something for me. So I said to Maulana Ayaz Sahib, I said, ask him that you have worked so hard, you have come first, despite you are saying for 6 months, I don't want to study, after now you are saying you don't want to study. So why did you work so hard? And why don't you tell your parents? There is nothing we can do for you. So what did he say? He said that my parents have brought me up with so much love that it is impossible for me to break their heart. I cannot break their hearts. My mother, my father, they gave me so much love. And it is for this reason I could not say no when they said go to Darul Uloom.
And it is for this reason I cannot say no now as well. So do you do something for me? So Maulana Ayaz Sahib said that, why did you work so hard in your exam when you came first? He said, because my father gave me so much love, my mother gave me so much love, I wanted to make them happy. So it's only to make them happy. So I said to Maulana Ayaz Sahib that you talk to the parents and let them know what the situation is, but tell them that he is never going to leave madrasa. Because he has immense love for you. So I am not going to pay any attention to him, but even if he brings the subject over to you, you also say the same thing, that no, you have to go to madrasa. He will not go anywhere. And alhamdulillah, this continued until the end of the second year. And in all four exams, he came first. And after Ramadan, because the parents were aware now and they must have made lots of duas for him, he could not talk to the parents. He did not have the courage to talk to the parents. And after Ramadan, in the third year, he came and he said that I will never come to you and say I don't want to study, because now I want to study. And he continued the alim course. He became a mufti and he is actively working for deen. Love, give children love. So my friends, I am concluding now. Time is always short in such programs for the speakers. I am very, very happy to be here. Masjid Zakaria is close to heart, and all these akabir who are sitting here, they are all close to heart, and I feel so honored and I feel so happy to be sitting near them, especially our Hazrat Maulana Yaqub Sahib Damat Barakatuhum. He is one of the pioneers of deen in this country, unsung heroes. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep his shade over us for a very, very long time, and keep Hazrat with lot of afiyat. One of the greatest scholars that the UK has seen, Maulana Yaqub Sahib, in my opinion, one of the greatest scholars that the UK has seen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lengthen his shadow. May Allah grant him complete afiyat. And whenever the soul of Hazrat Maulana departs, and whenever our souls depart, may it depart happily. And may we depart with Husne Khatima. I urge all of you to pay attention to the ta'aleem and tarbiyah of your children. And part of tarbiyah is Muslim school also. Muslim school, alhamdulillah, I'm very happy that Muslim school is established here also. That is also part of tarbiyah. Because in order to do tarbiyah, where do our children spend their time? Our children spend their time in four places. They spend their time in maktab. They spend their time in school. They spend their time at home. And they spend their time outside. They spend their time outside. If they are given a very, very safe environment in school, they are given a safe environment, tarim and tarbiyat in maktab, they are given a very, very safe environment at home, if the family becomes religious, then inshallah the outside environment will not affect them. Majority of us, myself, Maulana Yusuf Sahib, Maulana Saeed Sahib, Wakil Sahib, Maulana Salim Sahib, majority of us had only two environments, environment of home and environment of maktab. We went to the state schools. But because the environment of maktab, the teachers during those times were so particular in tarbiyat that even in small matters, they would question us, why did I not see you in salat? They did not feel responsible only during maktab time, even after maktab. What were you doing there with the wrong company? We would be questioned. Tarbiyah. So good tarbiyah in maktab and good tarbiyah at home as well. And to a certain extent, we were obedient children and obedient students also. Not like today that they would say to the teacher that what I do outside the maktab should not concern you. I said to one young man, teenager, I said that, respect your father. In a nice way, this is just the gist, but I spoke to him at length and I said, you should respect your father. So he said, don't tell me to respect him, tell him to earn respect. Tell my father to earn respect. So alhamdulillah, to a certain extent, we had come from India, Pakistan, so our culture was different. And it is the tarbiyah in madrasa, maktab, and the tarbiyah at home that saved us from the environment outside and environment at school. So if we do this talim and tarbiyah, then amal-e-salih will come in our lives, and when amal-e-salih will come in our lives, then inshallah we will go in Jannah. And before I conclude, I would like to leave a final message to the brothers who are leading the project. And the community at large, I am also included. In order for any project to become successful, we need 5 things. Number 1, ikhlas. Ikhlas. So keep sincerity. Everybody who was involved in this project, especially those who are leading the project, continually tell yourself that it was only through the fadl of Allah that I have been able to do what I have been able to do. It was only the fadl of Allah. Ikhlas. Number 2, taqwa. We must bring taqwa in our lives. We must live our lives according to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu, according to the way shown by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And also whatever we do in the institute, we must first ask ourselves this question: is this according to the wishes of the Creator or not? Whatever we do in the madrasa, any project that we carry out, is it in accordance with the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not? So taqwa. Following the path of our pious predecessors. Number 3, tawakkul. Reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. Allah is the provider. Reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number 4, hard work. Hard work. I have seen many institutes when the construction is taking place day and night, everybody is striving. And once the construction is over, Ibrahim hands all the responsibility to Ismail, and Ismail wants to hand over all the responsibility to Ibrahim. Now is the time to strive more. So now we need to strive more than what we were striving in the past 2.5 years. So number 4 is hard work, striving. And number 5, unity. 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 If everything is there but unity is not there, then the barakah will be lifted. Barakah, rahmah and nusrah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only descends where there is unity. And where there is no unity, nusrah, barakah and rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves the group, leaves the project, leaves the committee, leaves the jamaat. So may you all work with unity, with hard work, with tawakkul, with taqwa and with ikhlas. And always refer to the ulama in times of need, and give their opinion preference over your preference. And inshallah you will never go wrong. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. I thank all of you for granting an insignificant person like me this honor of participating in this gathering today. Jazakumullahu khaira wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in.
Main apne dil ki gehraiyon se Allah Hazrat Maulana Salam sahab Turat Daud Barakatum Mala Ali Hafizullah tahe dil se apni taraf se aur puri community ki taraf se کا شکریہ ادا کرتا ہوں. اللہ تعالیٰ تندرستی کے ساتھ خیر و عافیت کے ساتھ ان کی زندگیاں خوب خیر و برکت نصیب فرمائے, اور اللہ تعالیٰ ان کی فوجا سے پورے عالم کو استفادہ حاصل کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرمائے. ایسے حضرات کا وجود ہمارے لیے بڑی برکت کا باعث ہے, خاص کر کے اس زمانے کے اندر جب کہ جن لوگوں کا ایمان پہاڑ جیسا ہے, فتنوں سے ان کا دل بھی لرزتا ہے, تو پھر ہم جیسا کیا حال ہوگا. ایسے اہل اللہ کیا وجود ہمارے لیے باعث خیر و برکت ہے. اللہ ہمیں ان قدر کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما. اور تو میں کیا عرض کروں, یہ جو ہمارے اقابر موجودہ ہے جو دنیا سے رخصت ہو گئے, وہ ان کے بارے میں یہ شعر مجھے یاد آتا ہے کہ وہ کیا وہ جنگل میں منگل مناتے ہوئے, وہ شہروں میں شادی رچاتے ہوئے. یہ شعر ان لوگوں کے اوپر مصداق آتا ہے. اور میرے محترم دوستو, ایک بزرگ فرماتے ہیں, کپڑے والے کے پاس جاؤ گے تو کپڑا ملے گا, سبزی والے کے پاس جاؤ گے تو سبزی ملے گی, لوہے والے کے پاس جاؤ گے تو لوہا ملے گا, اور ان اللہ والوں کے پاس جائیں گے تو اللہ ملے گا. الرحمن فاسأل بھی خبیرا, رحمان کون ہے ان باہوں سے. اللہ ہمیں استفادہ حاصل کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرمائے. الحمدللہ ہر سال کانفرنس ہوتی ہے, اس کے اندر ہمارے نوجوان بہت ساری تعداد کے اندر جمع ہوتے ہیں اور بہت کافی فائدہ ہوتا ہے. اس سال بھی انشاءاللہ 6 اکتوبر کو ہے, یہاں سے بھی بندوبست ہے. تو تمام حضرات سے درخواست ہے کہ بار بار ایسے موقع نہیں آتے, خوب فائدہ حاصل کرنے کی کوشش فرمائے. اور اسے کہتے ہیں کہ اہل دل کے پاس جو جانے لگے رفتہ رفتہ اللہ کو پانے لگے. اہل دل کے پاس جو جانے لگے رفتہ رفتہ, یعنی آہستہ رفتہ رفتہ اللہ کو پانے لگے. عشق والوں کی جو صحبت ہمیں ملی, اس کی حقیقی عشق والوں کی جو صحبت ہمیں ملی, عقل والے یعنی دنیا کو چاہنے والے ہمیں دیوانے لگے. تمنا درد دل کی ہو ٹکر خدمت ان فقیروں کی, یعنی اللہ والوں کی. تمنا درد دل کی ہو ٹکر خدمت ان فقیروں کی, یہ گوہر موتی ملتا نہیں بادشاہوں کی خزینوں میں. نگاہ ولی میں وہ تاثیر دیکھی, بدلتی ہزاروں کی تقدیر دیکھی. تو میرے محترم دوستو, اللہ پاک نے ان کی قدر کرنے کی نصیب فرمائے, اور پھر دوبارہ میں تہی دل سے ان کا شکریہ ادا کرتا ہوں. اور ہم امید رکھتے ہیں کہ وقتاً فوقتاً ہمیں موقع دیتے رہیں گے, اور انشاءاللہ ہمیں اپنی قیمتی ملفوظہ سے ہمیں نوازتے رہیں گے.
الحمد للہ رب العالمین والعاقبۃ للمتقین والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك, يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها, أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين, ولا تنزع منا صالح ما أعطيتنا. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى, واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان, واجعلنا هداة مهتدين. اللهم اجعلنا هداة مهتدين. اللهم اجعلنا هداة مهتدين. اللهم اهد الناس جميعا. اللهم اهد الناس جميعا. اللهم اهد الناس جميعا. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم اجعل حركاتنا وسكناتنا كلها في محبتك وتقواك. اللهم لا تؤمنا مكرك, ولا تنسنا ذكرك, ولا تهتك عنا سترك, ولا تجعلنا من الغافلين. اللهم لا تجعلنا من الغافلين. اللهم لا تجعلنا من الغافلين. اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد, ونعيما لا ينفد, ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعلى درجة الجنة, جنة الخلد. اللهم إنا نسألك الرضا بالقضاء, وبرد العيش بعد الموت, ولذة النظر إلى وجهك, والشوق إلى لقائك. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من ضراء مضرة, ومن فتنة مضلة. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن. اللهم إنا نسألك من فضلك العظيم. اللهم إنا نسألك من فضلك العظيم. اللهم إنا نسألك من فضلك العظيم. اللهم افتح لنا أبواب رحمتك. اللهم افتح لنا أبواب رحمتك. اللهم افتح لنا أبواب رحمتك. اللهم اهدنا بفضلك في من هديت, وعافنا في من عافيت, وتولنا في من توليت, وبارك لنا فيما أعطيت, وقنا واصرف عنا شر ما قضيت. فإنك تقضي ولا يقضى عليك, إنه لا يذل من واليت, ولا يعز من عاديت. تباركت ربنا وتعاليت. نستغفرك اللهم ونتوب إليك. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي الكريم. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات, والمسلمين والمسلمات, وألف بين قلوبهم, وأصلح ذات بينهم, وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم.
اللهم اجمع كلمة المسلمين على الحق ووحد صفوفهم اللهم اجمع كلمتهم على الحق ووحد صفوفهم اللهم اجمع كلمتهم على الحق ووحد صفوفهم اللهم انقذ اخواننا المسلمين المظلومين في كل مكان اللهم انصرهم ولا تنصر عليهم اللهم انكر لهم ولا تنكر عليهم اللهم زدهم ولا تنقصهم ولا تسلط عليهم من لا يرحمهم ولا يخافك فيهم اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك واجعل اللهم آمنة مطمئنة وسائر بلاد المسلمين اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا اللهم إنا نسألك حسن الختام والعفو عما سلف وكان اللهم إنا نسألك حسن الختام والعفو عما سلف وكان اللهم إنا نسألك حسن الختام والعفو عما سلف وكان اللهم اجعلنا من التوابين ومن المتطهرين ومن عبادك الصالحين ومن أوليائك المقربين الصديقين ومن العلماء الربانيين ومن خدام دينك اللهم اجعلنا من خدام دينك اللهم اجعلنا من خدام دينك وعشاقك وعشاق حبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق وأعمالنا من الرياء وألسنتنا من الكذب وأعيننا من الخيانة فإنك تعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين رحم کا معاملہ فرما کرم کا معاملہ فرما یسر و سہولت کا معاملہ فرما عفو عافیت کا معاملہ فرما فضل و عنایت کا معاملہ فرما حفظ و امان کا معاملہ فرما الہ العالمین ہم سب کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما الہ العالمین ہم سب کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما الہ العالمین ہم سب کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما یا ارحم الراحمین ہم خطا کار ہیں ہم سیاہ کار ہیں روسیاہ ہیں گناہوں میں ڈوبے ہوئے ہیں الہ العالمین اقراری مجرم ہے ہمارے جسم کا بال بال ہمارے جسم کا رواں رواں تیرا نام فرمان ہے الہ العالمین تیرا کھاتے رہے تیرا پیتے رہے اور تیری نافرمانی کرتے رہے الہ العالمین علم حاصل کرنے میں کوتاہی رہی الہ العالمین جو علم تھا اس پر عمل کرنے میں کوتاہی رہی الہ العالمین جس پر عمل تھا اسے دوسروں تک پہنچانے میں کوتاہی رہی الہ العالمین ہم سراپا کوتاہ الہ العالمین معاف فرما دے 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 مغفرت فرما دے یا ارحم الراحمین ہماری بھی مغفرت فرما دے ہمارے ماں باپ کی اہل و عیال کی بھی مغفرت فرما دے ہماری محبین محسنین کی مغفرت فرما دے اس پورے مجمع کی اور تمام شرکا کی مغفرت فرما دے الہ العالمین پوری امت کی مغفرت فرما دے الہ العالمین پوری امت کی مغفرت فرما دے الہ العالمین پوری امت کی مغفرت فرما دے الہ العالمین صراط مستقیم پر چلنے والا جمنے والا چلانے والا جمانے والا بنا دے الہ العالمین اپنی محبت اپنی معرفت اپنا تعلق نصیب فرما اپنے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا عشق اور اتباع نصیب فرما الہ العالمین ایمان کامل نصیب فرما یقین محکم نصیب فرما اخلاق فاضلہ سے آراستہ فرما اخلاق رذیلہ سے پاک فرما حسن خاتمہ کی دولت سے مالا مال فرما الہ العالمین ہم غیر مستحق ہیں الہ العالمین محض اپنے لطف و کرم سے الہ العالمین ہمارے لیے حسن خاتمہ کا دائمی فیصلہ فرما دے حسن خاتمہ کا دائمی فیصلہ فرما دے اپنی رضا کا دائمی فیصلہ فرما دے اپنی رضا کا دائمی فیصلہ فرما دے اپنی جنت کا دائمی فیصلہ فرما دے توبہ کا دائمی فیصلہ فرما دے عافیتوں کا دائمی فیصلہ فرما دے الہ العالمین آخرت کی ساری منزلیں آسان فرما الہ العالمین ہم میں جو بیمار ہیں انہیں شفا کاملہ عاجلہ مستمرہ دائمہ نصیب فرما الہ العالمین ظاہری باطنی جسمانی روحانی تمام بیماریوں سے نجات عطا فرما الہ العالمین جو پریشان حال ہیں ان کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما مصیبت زدہ ہے انہیں عافیت عطا فرما الہ العالمین الہ العالمین الہ العالمین تجھے تیرا نبی بہت محبوب ہے اور تیرے نبی کو اپنی امت بہت محبوب تھی امت کے حال پر رحم فرما قدم قدم پہ برکت نازل فرما, رحمت نازل فرما, نصرت نازل فرما. الہ العالمین پوری دنیا میں دین کے جتنے کام جس جس لائن سے ہو رہے ہیں سب کو قبول فرما. الہ العالمین سب کو قبول فرما, سب کو قبول فرما, سب کو ایک دوسرے کا رفیق بنا دے. الہ العالمین خارجی داخلی فتنوں سے عبادت فرما. الہ العالمین سب کو حق پر مشتمل فرما. الہ العالمین سب کو حق پر مشتمل فرما, سب کو حق پر مشتمل فرما. الہ العالمین امت کے ہر فرد کو حق سے وابستہ فرما. الہ العالمین اہل حق سے وابستہ فرما. الہ العالمین اہل حق کے کاموں سے وابستہ فرما. الہ العالمین مدد فرما. الہ العالمین مدد فرما. الہ العالمین رحم فرما. الہ العالمین کرم فرما. یا رحم الراحمین اس مسجد کے تحت ہونے والے جتنے کام ہیں سب کو قبول فرما. الہ العالمین بالخصوص یہ نیا مرکز جو وجود میں آیا ہے تعلیم اور تربیت کی خاطر, الہ العالمین اسے بے انتہا قبول فرما. جتنے حضرات نے اس میں جس طرح بھی حصہ لیا ہے سب کو قبول فرما. الہ العالمین سب کو قبول فرما. الہ العالمین اس کو آخرت میں نجات کا ذریعہ بنا. الہ العالمین لوگوں کے قلوب کو اس کی طرف مائل فرما. زیادہ سے زیادہ استفادہ کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرما. اس کو پورے عالم میں تعلیم کے عام ہونے کا ذریعہ بنا, تربیت کے عام ہونے کا ذریعہ بنا. الہ العالمین جو اساتذہ ہے, جو منتظمین ہے, ان کی صلاحیتوں میں اور برکت عطا فرما. الہ العالمین ان کی محنتوں میں اور برکت عطا فرما, ان کی جد و جہد میں اور برکت عطا فرما, ان کے خلوص میں اور برکت عطا فرما, ان کی محبت میں آپس میں اتفاق میں اور برکت عطا فرما. الہ العالمین نظر بد سے حفاظت فرما. الہ العالمین شریروں کے شر سے, مفسدین کے فساد سے محفوظ فرما. الہ العالمین حاسدین کے حسد سے بچا لے. الہ العالمین الہ العالمین ہر کام تیری مرضی کے مطابق ہو. الہ العالمین تو خود اس کی حفاظت فرما. الہ العالمین تو خود اس کی حفاظت فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین, اے ارحم الراحمین. اس زکریا مسجد کے جو بالکل ابتدا کے بانی حضرات ہیں, الہ العالمین ان سب کی قبروں کو نور سے منور فرما. الہ العالمین یہاں تک پہنچنے میں شروع سے اب تک جن جن لوگوں کا الہ العالمین تعاون رہا ہے, یا شروع سے آخر تک جن جن لوگوں کی محنتیں ہوئی ہیں 1950s سے 1960s سے, الہ العالمین ان کی قبروں کو نور سے منور فرما. الہ العالمین ہماری طرف سے جزائے خیر عطا فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین پورے باٹلی میں اور پورے ڈیوزبری میں, اور الہ العالمین پورے یارکشائر میں, پورے ملک میں, پورے یورپ میں الہ العالمین ہدایت کی ہواؤں کو چلا دے. الہ العالمین علم کا شوق عام فرما دے. الہ العالمین اصلاح و تزکیہ کا شوق عام فرما دے. اے ارحم الراحمین, اے ارحم الراحمین پورے عالم میں ہدایت کے فیصلے فرما دے. اے ارحم الراحمین, اے ارحم الراحمین جو کچھ مانگا وہ بھی عطا فرما, جو مانگنا چاہیے تھا نہیں مانگ سکے وہ بھی عطا فرما. الہ العالمین ہمارے اکابر, ہمارے مشائخ, ہمارے اساتذہ میں سے جو زندہ ہیں ان کی عمروں میں برکت عطا فرما. الہ العالمین ان کے علوم سے, ان کے فیوز سے ہم سب کو مستفید فرما. الہ العالمین ان کی دعاؤں, ان کی توجہات سے ہمیں مستفید فرما. الہ العالمین جو آپ کی بارگاہ میں آ چکے ہیں انہیں ہماری طرف سے جزائے خیر عطا فرما, ان کو رفع درجات عطا فرما, ہمیں ان کے لیے صدقہ جاریہ بنا. اے ارحم الراحمین جس وقت جس گھڑی تیرے دربار سے خیر کے تقسیم ہونے کے فیصلے ہو رہے ہوں, الہ العالمین اس وقت ہمیں غفلت سے بچا لے. اس وقت ہمیں غفلت سے بچا لے. اس وقت ہمیں غفلت سے بچا لے. الہ العالمین آپ کے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی مانگی ہوئی ہر خیر عطا فرما. جن شرور سے پناہ مانگی تھی ان شرور سے پناہ عطا فرما. جن جن بھائیوں نے, بہنوں نے ہمیں دعاؤں کے لیے کہا ہے, لکھا ہے, جو ہم سے متوقع ہیں, جن کا ہم پر حق بنتا ہے, جو ہم سے تعلق رکھتے ہیں, محبت رکھتے ہیں, خصوصاً ہمارے ماں باپ, اساتذہ, مشائخ, محبین, محسنین, الہ العالمین سبھی کے تمام جائز دین مقاصد کو پورا فرما. الہ العالمین مرحومین کی بھی مغفرت فرما. ربنا تقبل منا انک انت السمیع العلیم, وتب علینا انک انت التواب الرحیم. رب اغفر وارحم وانت خیر الراحمین. سبحان ربک رب العزۃ عما یصفون, وسلام علی المرسلین, والحمد للہ رب العالمین, واخر دعوانا ان الحمد للہ رب العالمین. وصلی اللہ تعالی علی خیر خلقه سیدنا ومولانا محمد وعلی آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین. آمین. Thank you.